Good morning and welcome to Simply Science. It's Friday, April 19th. On today's show, the National Science Board honors former Stanford president and scientists discover that baby white sharks prefer being closer to shore. Plus, local students compete at a regional science fair. This coverage and more up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Science. We start off with some exciting news in the world of science and technology. The National Science Board has announced that John Hennessy, former president of Stanford University, will receive the prestigious 2024 Vannevar Bush Award. Hennessy is being recognized for his exceptional leadership in science and technology. For more on this, we turn to our correspondent at Simply Science. What can you tell us about John Hennessy's background and accomplishments that led to this honor?
John Hennessy has had a remarkable career spanning academia, research, and industry. As president of Stanford from 2000 to 2016, he oversaw a period of tremendous growth and innovation at the university. But even before that, Hennessy made pioneering contributions in computer architecture that have had far-reaching impacts. His work helped lay the foundation for the modern computing systems we rely on today, in everything from smartphones to data centers. Hennessy's research has been instrumental in driving advances in processor design and performance.
And the award citation also highlights Hennessy's dedication to building the future STEM workforce. How has he championed that cause?
Hennessy has been a vocal advocate for expanding access to STEM education and careers. At Stanford, he launched initiatives to increase diversity and inclusion in fields like computer science and engineering. Hennessy recognizes that cultivating the next generation of scientists and technologists is crucial for driving innovation and tackling global challenges. He's also a believer in the power of interdisciplinary collaboration. The Knight Hennessy Scholars Program he currently leads aims to develop a new kind of leader by bringing together students from across disciplines to address complex problems.
Now, this award is named after Vannevar Bush, a towering figure in 20th century science. What is the significance of receiving an honor in his name?
Vannevar Bush played a pivotal role in shaping the U.S. research enterprise. As head of the Office of Scientific Research and Development during World War II, he oversaw the Manhattan Project and other critical wartime initiatives. And after the war, Bush was instrumental in creating the National Science Foundation and advocating for federal support of basic research. He articulated a vision of science as an endless frontier that could drive progress and prosperity. So in receiving this award, Hennessy is being celebrated as someone who embodies that same spirit of leadership, discovery, and service.
And as Hennessy himself notes, there are still so many questions waiting to be resolved, from the nature of life to the workings of the universe.
Absolutely. Hennessy's career illustrates how basic research often yields unexpected dividends, and how investing in science and education pays off in the long run. And with the challenges we face today, from climate change to public health threats, it's more important than ever to support the researchers and institutions that are pushing the boundaries of human knowledge. Hennessy's legacy is sure to inspire future generations of scientists and innovators.
The 2024 Vannevar Bush Award will be presented to John Hennessy next May at a ceremony in Washington, D.C., a well-deserved recognition of his many contributions to science, technology, and society. Thanks, Abby. Now shifting gears to marine biology, a new study has revealed fascinating insights into the behavior of juvenile great white sharks off the coast of California. The research, published in Frontiers in Marine Science, shows that these young sharks prefer to gather in warm, shallow waters close to shore. Here to discuss the findings is our Simply Science correspondent. So what did the scientists discover about these baby sharks?
The study tracked 22 juvenile great white sharks, both males and females, between 1 and 6 years old, near Padaro Beach in central California. Using sensor transmitters and an underwater receiver array, the researchers found that the young sharks spent most of their time in waters much shallower than adults, often within 1 kilometer of the shore. They also observed that the sharks moved vertically in the water column to stay within a specific temperature range of 16 to 22 degrees Celsius, likely to maximize their growth efficiency.
That's really interesting. Do we know why these juveniles gather in nurseries close to shore in the first place?
The exact benefits of this nursery behavior are still unclear, but one possibility is that it helps the young sharks avoid predators. Adult great whites were rarely seen in these nursery areas. The study also found that water temperature was a key factor drawing the juveniles to this particular location. However, the researchers note that many other spots along the California coast share similar environmental conditions, so temperature alone doesn't fully explain the phenomenon.
How did the scientists conduct this study, and what methods did they use to track the sharks?
In 2020 and 2021, the research team used darts to tag the 22 juvenile sharks with sensor transmitters. These devices measured local water pressure and temperature in real time and tracked each shark's position by sending acoustic signals to a network of receivers spread out over about 5.5 square kilometers along the shoreline. The team also used an autonomous underwater vehicle to gather additional data on the temperature distribution throughout the water column. They then employed artificial intelligence to create a 3D model of the juveniles' temperature and depth preferences.
What implications do these findings have for the conservation of great white sharks and for public safety?
Understanding the habitat preferences and behaviors of juvenile great white sharks is crucial for their conservation, especially as ocean temperatures continue to rise due to climate change. This knowledge can also help protect the public from negative shark encounters by identifying areas where young sharks are likely to congregate. The study provides valuable insights into the complex lives of these iconic predators during their early years.
Thanks for sharing that fascinating research on the nursery habits of juvenile great white sharks off the California coast. And speaking of bright young minds in science, we have some exciting news from a regional science fair competition. Two local elementary school students took home top honors for their project. Joining us now with more details is our Simply Science correspondent. What can you tell us about these students and their award-winning work?
That's right, David. Analia McBee and Izzy Gretzinger, two students from Eastside Elementary School, won first place in the Earth and Environmental Sciences category at the 66th Annual Cumberland Plateau Regional Science and Engineering Fair hosted by Tennessee Technological University. This prestigious competition brings together some of the most talented young scientists from across the region to showcase their innovative projects and research.
Impressive. Do we know any specifics about the project McBee and Gretzinger presented that earned them this top recognition?
The details of their exact project have not been released yet, but to win first place in the Earth and Environmental Sciences division, it undoubtedly demonstrated exceptional scientific method, creativity, and relevance to important issues in that field. These students clearly have bright futures ahead of them in STEM.
Absolutely. It's always inspiring to see young people excelling in the sciences like this. And the Cumberland Plateau Regional Science and Engineering Fair has a long history of cultivating talent, correct?
Yes. This competition hosted by TTU has been a premier event for 66 years now. Past participants have gone on to compete at the state and national levels and pursue impactful careers in science and technology. It provides an invaluable opportunity for students to gain experience presenting their work, network with other young scientists, and be recognized for their achievements.
Those are skills and experiences that will serve them well going forward. As for McBee and Gretzinger, do they have the opportunity to advance to a higher level of competition?
As regional first place winners, they have certainly put themselves in a great position to move on to the next level. The top projects from the regional fairs across Tennessee will be selected to participate in the statewide Tennessee Science and Engineering Fair coming up. From there, the best of the best go on to compete with the most talented young scientists from across the country. We'll certainly be rooting for these local students to keep achieving and representing their school and our community.
Thanks for the update on the impressive work being done by students at the Cumberland Plateau Regional Science and Engineering Fair. And speaking of young people making a difference, with Earth Day coming up on April 22nd, some groups are already getting a head start on cleaning up our beaches and waterways. The Scubanauts, a marine science education program for kids and teens, has been participating in Earth Day cleanups for the past 4 years. Here with more details is our Simply Science correspondent. So what exactly do the Scubanauts do during these cleanups?
The Scubanauts really dive into the effort, so to speak. These young volunteers, some as young as 12 years old, head out to local beaches and shorelines to pick up all the trash and debris they can find. It's shocking some of the things that wash up or get left behind. The group has previously found items as large as couches and tires during their cleanups. But by removing this waste, they're helping protect marine life that could otherwise eat or get injured by the trash.
It's great to see young people so engaged in conservation efforts. What motivates these kids to participate?
For many of them, it stems from a deep desire to protect the environment and the animals that inhabit it. As one teen volunteer, Mackenzie Hall, put it, "I want to help our Earth, and I want to keep it safe for as long as we can for our animals, our marine life, our land life." Her peer Josiah Cupe echoed that sentiment, saying it's important because animals, basically, who live in the water or live near here, could eat the trash or step on the trash if it's like glass and get hurt or die. And also just to preserve the beauty of nature.
Those are some dedicated and conscientious young people. But the Scubanauts program provides them with more than just opportunities to clean up, right?
Absolutely. Through the program, these kids and teens gain valuable skills in areas like leadership, communication, and of course, marine science. They get hands-on experience in scientific diving and underwater exploration. So while the cleanups are important, it's just one facet of a well-rounded STEM education. As Katie Cooper from the Scubanauts explains, the program focuses on teaching them all kinds of leadership and communication skills. So that's essential, no matter what they decide to do with their lives.
And this year, the Scubanauts are expanding their Earth Day efforts even further, I understand.
That's right. For Earth Day 2023, all 6 of the Scubanauts chapters will be doing cleanups in their local waterways. They're even making it into a friendly competition to see which group can collect the most trash and raise the most money. But regardless of who comes out on top, the real winner will be our oceans and beaches.
Okay, so what's the main message the Scubanauts have for the public when it comes to preventing this kind of pollution in the first place?
They say it boils down to the old scouting adage, leave no trace. As Katie Cooper advises, anything you take out with you, bring it home with you. Make sure it's secured when you're out on a boat so that it doesn't fly away. And just try to reduce the amount of non-reusable items you choose to use. If everyone followed those simple guidelines, there would be a lot less trash for groups like the Scubanauts to clean up.
Some great advice and an inspiring story. Thanks for that report. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Science. We'll see you back here tomorrow.